Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Ferreira at the far post. Can he get a shot off? It's Ferreira to get his second. Yes, he does. Goes in off the hands of JT Marcinkowski. Sebas Ferreira has picked up the second. It's 4-2, Houston Dynamo.
Good morning, everybody. It is 15 with Finn. Whoa. 5-1. Five goals. Two goals in, what was it, 7 minutes? 4-0 at the half. Me and my kid played FIFA yesterday, and I played as a Dynamo, and he was Colorado. First match, I smashed him. 4-0. Second match, 3-2. But let's go into it, man. We got a lot of people weighing in. We're going to start in the Discord. Joe Chabala, my hetero life partner, the love of my life, says, is Ben the GOAT? Not yet. Kinnear is still the GOAT. Ben is getting there. Jesus Christ, has he won our hearts over or what? If you don't love Ben Olsen right now, and you haven't loved Ben since the Open Cup win, I don't know what to tell you. Your heart is non-existent. You're a vampire, and your heart stopped beating a long time ago. I love watching him. His interactions with the players and the way he gets into it. Guys, he's the right man for this job. So yeah, not yet, Joey, but he's getting there, bro. Sarcastic Turtles writes, this is funny, how did Artur turn out to be a better goal scorer in this team than Seb Ass? Also, a clean sheet would have been nice, but whatever. Artur works hard, and he plays Ben's system. Seb Ass plays for Seb Ass, I guess you could say. We don't really know, you know, we don't actually know what happened, but we've seen Ferreira's Instagram posts, and we know what Ben Olsen expects from his team. A clean sheet would have been nice. When they scored on Clark, I went, damn it. Because I know how important those are to Clark-eye. That's his new name, by the way. I've called him the homeless Hawkeye, Steve Clark, because of his hair. But Clark-eye, yeah. Miguel in the Discord says, if there's any striker, a true number nine, a realistic choice, who would you sign to take that role? Miguel, I don't know. Because there's how many number nines in the world? Right now, I wouldn't change a thing about this team. Nothing at all. The chemistry, the sportsmanship, the relationships they have with each other, I wouldn't touch anything, including Corey Baird at the nine. Miguel goes on and says, Baird has stepped up when needed, but is that his best position? Is he our number nine? What about Sebas? What happens to him once the loan is up? I think right now he is our best number nine. He scored again last night. He's critical in creating turnovers. A lot of times in the buildup, Baird is not the assist, but he's the pass prior, or he applies the pressure that leads to a goal. I mean, go and watch him a little bit before the goal. So I know he wasn't lighting the world on fire early on, but we weren't this team early on. What happens to Sebastian Ferreira when the loan is up? If he doesn't got his head out of his ass and play Benny ball, get him out. Get him out of the club. We don't need him. Do we need him? We're in fourth place. We just dropped 5 on Colorado. We've dropped 5 on Portland. We dropped 4 on Vancouver. We don't need him. So he was a big miss by Pat Onstad at this point. Could he redeem himself? Sure. Sure he could. Gio Haiti writes, Dynamo are scary right now. I'm an FC Cincy fan, but your team is hitting all cylinders at the right time. Yes, we are. We're like Christian Bale in Ford versus Ferrari. We are whooping people's asses. And we're not looking back. And we're having fun doing it. They make it look easy. The boys are making it look easy out there. The footwork, the passing, the triangles, the patterns of play, the switches they make from position to position. I feel like I'm watching a European team. I feel like I'm watching a fancy-ass La Liga team and not what we used to be, which, let's say this right now, Colorado is who we were, and I feel bad for them. If you didn't listen to the preview, I had a great talk with Matt Pollard from Holding the High Line. They are the OG of the Rapids podcast game. And, dude, I empathize, because we've been there, and it's shitty. It really is. And you just don't have the quality to compete. They played the way we used to. Just hoofing it upfield, hoping to get somebody open. One last desperation goal at the end, you know? I feel bad for them. There are certain clubs I'll never feel bad for. I'll never feel bad for Miami. I'll never feel bad for Austin. I'll never feel bad for FC Dallas or LAFC. I kind of feel bad for the Galaxy because I'm friends with Edgar from News Across the Galaxy. Great guy, great podcaster. Go check him out. But there are certain clubs I will never feel bad for. NYCFC, I won't, even though the NYCFC Forever guys are fucking awesome. All right, let's go to Instagram. Houston's X Factor 10, a.k.a. Marlone, writes, great way to get into the playoffs. We already were, but now we're fighting for 2 games at home, and we're fucking scary. We are so scary. We're so good. Pretty Boy Los on Insta writes, wish I was there. Amazing performance from our players. Yo, we almost didn't go. My daughter, who it's her birthday today, she turns 11. She goes, Dad, we don't have to go. And I was like, baby, I want to go. We're going. Now, if you looked at social, you'll see I've brought my special needs kid to 2 games. 2. Vancouver and Denver. Vancouver and Colorado. And they've scored 9 times. Somebody wrote, you need to get him there for the playoffs. I think it was Ben Foote or something. Somebody wrote that. I'm going to. He's coming. I'm superstitious. Any night his mom will let him come to the playoff games at home, I'm bringing him. Also, security. We can bring empty water bottles. Quit the shit. I know you guys don't get any instructions, but Jesus, I should not have to sit there for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and tell y'all, I've been a season ticket holder for 5 years. We can bring water bottles. I shouldn't have to release my Karen and be like, I didn't ask for a manager. But the manager came over. She's like, they can have them. And then the security guy goes, can't bring an iPad in. My special needs kid has a tablet he uses to entertain himself when he gets fidgety and anxious, and it's loud in there. And I said, dude, he's a special needs kid. It's never been a problem before. This guy looks at me and goes, you're not just saying that, are you? What the fuck? I grab my kid. I turn around. I said, Lincoln, say hello. Then he goes, hi. Lincoln says, hi. Why would you ask somebody if they're making it up, if their kid is special needs? Really? Who would do that? People would. People would. Not me. Wouldn't do that. Anyway, I rambled. Tava89 says, I think the playoffs are about to be special. Sir, I think you're right. I don't want to jinx it, but I think you're right. I think this team is very special. I think this team has flown under the radar for a long time. I think nobody believed in us until Miami. And now everybody's like, yo, these guys are for real. Let's hop over to Twitter. Jeff Strong writes, Jeff Strong, my buddy, Dynamo Cooligan, he posts a gif of Captain America. I can do this all day. It seems like we can. We don't even look tired. I was watching our boys. They don't even look tired. They just look like they're having fun. Like they're back on the playground in the barrio next to the bodega, kicking a ball around barefoot in the dirt. I love it. what is this? Bob Dobelina writes, Muy Fuerte. Yeah, dude, that was fire. All day. All day fire from the Dynamo. It was unreal. I just couldn't believe what I was watching at times. I was like, this does not look like American soccer. This looks like... it was unreal. Anyway, let's go to Reddit. Reddit, who we got the biggest response from, and thank y'all. I got a sparkling review from Wes Snyder. I think that's how you say his name. Last week, he liked the format. You know what? You guys speak. I listen. You like the format? We're going to keep it. Reddit, Bones Boy writes, nobody wants the Dynamo in the playoffs. And then he edits it to say nobody wants to play against the Dynamo in the playoffs. Bones Boy, you're right on both accounts. Nobody wants us in there. That's how good we are right now. We are firing on all cylinders. Nobody wants to play us, especially not at home. We are a fucking juggernaut at home. We are what we used to be. We are what we were in the days of Robertson, in the early days of BBVA, before it was PNC and now Shell Energy. We are a fucking beast at home. And on the road now, we're decent. Look at our results the last, don't look at the season overall. Look at the last 6, 7, 8, 10 games. Okay? We're not bad on the road. We can play a draw on the road. Leviathan, great name by the way. Leviathan from Reddit writes, what a great game to be at in person. We had a blast and the crowd was pretty good. Love seeing Ben Olsen and HH having a blast out there. Those two act like bros and I love it. Don't they though? I think like Ben and Hector hang out and watch film together. And then they go and they tell the boys like, all right, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. It was a great game. The crowd was decent considering the Astros playoff game. By the way, Rudy, thanks for the tickets. Also, Rudy, I am never taking a lot C ticket from you again if there's an Astros game. It was a nightmare finding parking. An absolute nightmare. My kids were like, Dad, what are you doing? I was like, I'm showing you how we drive back in Jersey. I had to break out my Northeast driving skills to get around these people. It was wild down there. All right, let's move on. No Way Greg. I wonder, is that a shout out to Greg Berhalter? Or is your name actually Greg? No Way Greg writes, not going to lie, their goal was sexy. Their goal disappointed me. I felt bad for Steve. I did. Then he says, our passing was on point today, and usually it is when we have games like this. Several times Colorado went minutes without touching the ball. We made them look silly. I mean, Dorsey's nutmeg pass through the legs. The stuff Ace Ace was doing, just fighting off two or three guys. The stuff Artur did. The stuff Nelson did. Right? Greg continues, love the result. Let's do the same to Portland again so we're hot going into playoffs. I want to host a playoff game. We're so much better at home versus on the road. Greg, as Joey has told me many times, because I'm stupid. Greg, we're going to host at least one every playoff matchup because they went back to home away home. They went back to a best of three setup, which is the way it should be. Joey doesn't like it, but fuck Joey. Joey's wrong on that point. Best of three is where it should be. Careful Sentence 781 writes, hot when they need to be. I love the way they started tonight. Gas pedal down, no relenting. Boys, we kept that bitch floored all night long. Right? If there were cops and we were a car, we would have been arrested for criminal speeding. We started fast. We continued. Somebody wrote in last week. I can't remember who it was. Thoughts on Nelson. We're not a development team. Nelson needs to be better. And I said I would address it in this one. Man, Nelson has improved by leaps and bounds. Somebody needs to get with him on fashion because he's wearing like a Walmart polo while Sviatchenko's rolling up in a three-piece suit. But dude, Nelson Quiñones, he's good. Imagine when his left foot develops. Nelson, Aliyu, I'm so excited for these guys. Every time Nelson gets the ball, he's dangerous. He's almost like, he reminds me a little bit of Dorsey. The way Dorsey's dangerous these days. Nelson's only going to get better. Very exciting times, guys. Rose Garden writes, our one-touch passing was on point. It's crazy how confident the guys are to just play triangles around anybody. One more to finish this regular season strong, and then playoffs. We're back, baby. We are. We've been back. We've been back for a little bit. We did. We would play out the back. Steve Clark was doing that little fancy, I'm an outfield player shit. That got me nervous. But our passing was on point. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculously good. Go look at the stats. I didn't even pull them up. Didn't pull them up. We had so much feedback. But dude, we are just confident. We will play the ball around you no matter where we are on the pitch. Your third, our third, midfield. Doesn't matter. On the sideline, in the tunnel coming out. Doesn't matter. That's how confident we are. SSJ account writes, last time we played Portland, we scored 5. and now coming off a 5-1 win tonight. Oof, let them feel our wrath. Yeah, I don't like Portland. I want to beat them. I want to beat them bad. I want them to fire their other coach after we smash them up. I don't want every coach that ever coaches Portland to be like, I don't want to play the Dynamo because we get fired afterwards. 386 by 64 says, the game was so good to watch. The goals were the cherry on top. It really makes you appreciate how far this team has come in such a short time. It's just the first season with Ben. So for sure, the future is very bright and promising. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. We can go down, but, dude, we can only get better. Pre-John writes, this is what it should have been. We came out and smoked a team we were supposed to. About 30 minutes, I was hoping for no injuries. We can beat anyone on the day, but we likely have to do that on the road. And the more we want to if we're going to do the double this year. Do the double. Ha, what a crazy-ass amazing season. Yeah, it's been crazy. It's been amazing. I love that we're pissed about not keeping clean sheets. I write to hear myself, says, I felt bad for the Rapids. I know how it feels, but I'm happy. Beautiful game. Me too, man. I do feel bad for him. Because some of those guys that I've talked to, and if you look what Kroenke's done everywhere but in Colorado, it's fucking criminal. He's like the white Gabriel Brenner. But he married into the Walton family. That I don't like him for that. Anima 6699 writes, love our effective passing for goals and control of the ball. Love the initiative we showed to chase down and get the ball back when lost. Did you see Corey Baird when he was fouled and they didn't call it? He ran from the circle. He ran from the top of the circle back into the box just to give the guy that fouled him or just to get the ball back and fuck him up. That is what I love about this team. The fire, the grit, the determination. Dude, that's what it's about. That's competitive spirit. That's what we have. That's what we didn't have before. That's Ben Olsen. That is Ben Olsen. That is these players. We've got it, man. Anima continues, looked like to me too much space given to them on the goal, but 5-1 amazing. Yeah, the goal was, it was a weird little goal, right? Funky little bounce. But our goal is, God, I mean, I popped wood. Also, funny story. We had to leave after goal 4 because my special needs kid got so excited he shit himself. That's not a lie. Between goals 4 and 5, I was cleaning shit out of a diaper. He got so excited in the game, he pooped his pants. He pooped his pants. Oh, boys and girls, you know what that means. Time is up.
He's got Ferreira at the far post. Can he get a shot off? It's Ferreira to get his second. Yes, he does. Goes in off the hands of JT Marcinkowski. Sebas Ferreira has picked up the second. It's 4-2, Houston Dynamo.
Big shout out to my favorite band, Familiar with Failure, for the introductory music. You can find them at FWFTX on all social media platforms. Once again, that's Familiar with Failure. Check them out. Badass band. Cool ass people.